surprises, but the RFP went out, they got all these responses, they narrowed it to 5.
Good morning. Call to order the Committee on Budget and Appropriation with a quorum present. And we're meeting jointly with the Public Safety Chairman.
Good morning. On behalf of the Committee on Public Safety and Security, as Chairman of the Committee, I'll call the committee to order.
All right. And we have item 3116, the Act Rockland, Dutchess County's Two Horses. This is the business we're in this morning. And in the department.
My business.
And this is an act authorizing the County of Westchester to enter into two separate agreements with Rockland and Dutchess County, whereby the county will give two horses to both Rockland and Dutchess for use in their mounted units. For the record, sir. Introduce yourself.
Yes, Chief Inspector John Hodges from the Westchester County Department of Public Safety.
And basically, what we're these horses, this actually just formalizes the transfer of these horses, right? All right, today.
Yes, sir. Back in February, the mounted unit was decommissioned, and before the board is measured to transfer ownership of four horses. Their names, you have Tirnanog and Rocco, will be going to Rockland, and Zeus and Hudson would be going to Dutchess County. The members of the mounted unit have been redeployed, one to Aviation and three to Patrol Services Division, and now it's a question of the horses and their transfer.
Mr. Burton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The horses are going to be put into service again, or they're going to be put in other use?
Well, Mr. Burton, here's two. Actually, all four are planned to be put into service as police mounted horses. Rockland currently has a mounted unit, and those horses will immediately do police work. Dutchess County is not up and running yet, and they are planning on putting together a mounted unit. Those two horses are currently being held at two separate farms up in Dutchess, pending their mounted unit going online.
Not that I begrudge any small county police unit having a mounted force, but it seems that a county with a million people can't afford one, but Rockland and Dutchess can.
Well, I can't speak for Rockland and Dutchess. Rockland County Sheriff probably has a different type of mission. I think that, and again, I can't speak for Dutchess. I don't know when they would go online. The thought process here was to actually more so than the horses was to take the personnel and put them in positions. I guess that would be more in line with the core missions that we have now here. Rockland County Sheriff, I'm not sure what responsibilities they have as a patrol division, so I can't speak for them. Dutchess, I don't know, it remains to be seen if they'll actually be up online or not.
And the opportunity is prime if they want to do it. We want to get rid of the horses because we don't have the mounted unit.
I have. Let me ask this way. It's great that you're here.
Yes.
But again, these are decisions that other people presumably made. But let me ask you, because the important question here, this board made a decision a couple years ago to get into this business. We frankly took the word of the commissioner at the time and the administration that you thought this was a good thing to do, a good expense of taxpayers' dollars. Now I'm reading the letter from the county executive that the redeployment back to patrol is a more efficient and effective use of manpower consistent with the core mission of the county police. Now, I'm going to put you on the spot, but what happened in the last 3 years that I didn't read that our core mission changed at all, and how it's now more efficient and effective again, I don't know how, you know, whether you can even answer that, but someone in the decision making, did the county, let me ask, did the county executive, okay, you know, you're, you know, who made the decision to get to eliminate the mounted police patrol? Is he, are you able to answer that question?
Well,
do you know who made the decision?
Yes, sir, Mr. Gassi. Okay. Well, we have a new police commissioner, you know, and I've been here long enough. I know that different administrations come in, different police commissioners come in with different philosophies on how they deploy their personnel. And you know, again, I can't speak for, you know, Commissioner Belfiore's decision making process, and certainly, you know, I know that in, I think it was October of 2006, you know, we got into the mounted unit. I think that the philosophy now Commissioner Longworth is looking at is how often were the horses actually deployed in emergencies. So they do serve a purpose. I think that, you know, now with overtime issues and some of the core missions, speaking in terms of the parkway patrols, the town of Cortland, the DSS offices, and in an effort to reduce the amount of overtime, Commissioner Longworth feels that we would be better served by deploying the personnel back into the chart. We were able to maximize our aviation availability by putting Police Officer Lonergan, you know, into aviation as an FTO, which originally he was charged with that as well as mounted. And mounted did provide us with a different dimension, but I think Commissioner Longworth's idea was that he looked at, well, in how many cases was mounted being deployed, you know, in emergencies for civil disorder, and he's opting to, I think, maximize the patrol division versus using the horses for patrols, because I can't really remember, you know, the time that you get them up and get them out, it takes a little longer, so they usually come out to pre-plan the events, and they certainly have a role in policing, but I think this is a different philosophy in a, you know,
I appreciate that response, but again, I think when we did it, my recollection is maybe emergencies is a good, you know, opportunity, although as you say, that may be the time, by the time you get them out, the emergency is over. My recollection is it was Kensico, the Sunday, you know, the big gatherings and parades, and just throughout the year, as you say, more pre-planned events. And emergencies was maybe something extra. So, again, and I guess at the bottom line, because the decision's made, I mean, we agree or disagree, it's made, but it comes back to a budget. We're sitting here with the budget committee, and I've, you know, numbers are thrown around. 86,000 was the cost, and some of that was the horse, and some of that was overtime. And again, you may not have the answer, whether we get from the budget office. We didn't lay any officers off. We didn't, you know, we didn't change. So we've gotten rid of the mounted police. But those officers, I assume, are still on staff. And when the county exec, you know, is throwing out a number, this is what we're saving annually. It's not really, as best I can tell, it's really not a true number. The cost for the horse, but now you have to add cost of the gasoline, and now there's a car being, I mean, you know, if you really, if you want to talk dollars, you really have to get into it. These officers are still working. There are patrol cars out there. And so, Mr. Chairman, I suggest from the budgetary side, because, you know, headlines get out there, you know, county exec takes position, saves 86,000. From where I sit, that's not a true number. There may be, you know, that's what...
And Mr. Agassi, yeah. We did have that discussion with the Commissioner of Public Safety when it came. And in your... And Chief is right.
The May 13th letter, the county exec saying these agreements will provide cost savings to the county of $86,000. And as best I can tell, it's not true.
It's not. Okay. And we discussed it at the departmental review when we said, but he said that he could get to the areas that the horses used to get in a motorized manner faster and the maintenance and so on.
Well,
philosophy.
Right. Well, that's not my philosophy. Listen, except the philosophy, we agree or disagree, so the actions. But again, our committee report should not reflect.
You made your point, Martin.
No, but the committee report should not reflect $86,000. With all respect. I mean, it's one thing for the county executive saying in his letter, our committee report should be a lot more accurate and not just take the words out. So I like our committee report to reflect the actual annual savings, which I got to deal with the feeding. The actual cost of the order. So, Mr. Chairman, I would hope that we could amend the committee report.
You want to do that now?
Well, do we have
I don't have the numbers. This is just something, it's a philosophical change.
It's not philosophical, these are real numbers. Gordon, with all due respect, this is a budget committee. These are real numbers. We can't tell the public we saved $86,000 when we didn't. So let's get the, if we can tell the public we're saving money, let's tell them how much we're saving.
Yeah, do you know how much?
I don't know, but you want to tell you there was 31,000 police overtime. Well, has that overtime now switched over to...
Well, it says overtime.
The only thing... Honorable Board, is I would have to go back to get some accurate numbers, and the intangible is going to be... this is strictly for the mounted unit, as you knew, the mounted unit. It doesn't speak for, a couple lines down, they talk about manpower and efficient, effective use of manpower. We really have to take a look because that is probably the bigger issue is the four bodies that are assigned to mount the unit. This here gives a bit of a tangible number related to the horses, but it really doesn't speak for the four bodies.
So we still have officers at Kensico on a Sunday.
Well, the four bodies being transferred back to the Patrol Services Division 1 to Aviation is a reduction in overtime and more efficient use of aviation, and then the reduction in overtime with those three bodies back into the duty chart. So I understand. I just want to
point that out. Thank you, Chairman. Just for the record, I agree with Mr. Burton. Again, it's different philosophy. Yes. Rockland and Dutchess and how can do it, but philosophies change, and I hope the mission hasn't changed. Maybe the philosophy, how do we carry out that mission? But I assume the mission itself has not changed.
Right. I understand, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Burr.
Well, am I correct, Mr. Chairman, in recalling, and maybe I'm just channeling Legislator Avenatti, which I've done also too, that we first declare something surplus and then we sell it?
Yeah, but I can't see how that relates to horses.
I think that might be related to the land.
Well, I'm just asking the question, and I see that about to be former employee of the county attorney's office, Stacy is here. Am I correct in recalling this procedure? That first we declare something surplus and then we sell it? Or does that only relate to land matters?
I think so, but I can find out for you.
All right. Can you get us an answer? But we're going to move forward. This is an item. This horse is going to be put to good use unless there is any concern.
Well, I think Marty's raised a good point, and I think this is a good point about process. I'd prefer that we not take action today unless there's a real reason to do it.
The horses are already not with us. We're already saving gone. Money.
Well, in which case there was no need to do it.
No, there is because it needs to be formalized. Through legal, if there is a concern on this issue, please bring it back to us before tonight. Otherwise, we're going to move forward with this because everything has been dismantled, people. We cannot,
I'd like to call a roll call at least for public safety.
And we go. So, if I may...
I need a motion. Mr. Burrows left to make a motion.
That was my motion.
Okay. All right, motion for...
Do I have a second for public safety?
Second.
All right, for budget and appropriation.
Thank you, Mr. Brooks. And for both committees?
No. OSLC. Motion from Mr. Harkin. You can sign it without prejudice.
With the caveat to Mr.
I'm going to vote without prejudice in all these matters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that if there's an issue to come back to us by 5, we'll recommit, but otherwise, so.
And you have my commitment that I can do that. So Ms. Preckman seconds the motion. All right, if I may, for both committees, Mr. Chairman. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Without prejudice?
No.
Okay, I think that is the...
Thanks.
All right.
Good to see you.
I believe that's the only matter. Before I
thank you.
Thank you, GP. Before I adjourn public safety, we have one set of minutes for the members of the Committee of Public Safety, if you'd be so kind.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Burton. We have a second from Mr. Harkin, if I can point a finger at you.
Yeah, that's good. Point away.
It's good.
All in favor.
Aye.
Sounds like you're Winston's thing.
Minutes are passed. And with that, at 10:27 and a half, I will accept the motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second, but Mr. Harkin, all in favor.
Aye.
Public safety stands adjourned. Thank you.
All right, moving right along. Let me first do something just because I don't want people to think that we're going to be discussing item 8. I am removing that item from the agenda. So we're going to go up to item 7 of the budget agenda. And we're going to go down the list. We have the normal resolution for the Westchester Community College. Dr. Hankman, welcome, if you don't mind joining us. But this is basically just a resolution to setting the public hearing at our chambers. And we had the date, August 9th. And then also the suspension of rules, and then resolution, again, the rules. So items 2, 3, 4, motion is in order.
So move.
This is normal procedure, moved by Mr. Burton. Is there a second?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Okay, second by Mr. Harkham. All in favor, items 2, 3, and 4, the resolutions, the setup of the public hearing, and the two resolutions. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Let's move.
Yeah, let's move.
Two of the years.
Do you want to do the minutes also while you're...
Yes, if you had a chance to peruse the minutes, motion would be in order any time from this point on. We're going to go right into item 5, local law retirement incentive. No, no, this is just setting. All right. Mr. Hankin, would you join us at the table with your members? And this is basically... Not the commander. Well, this is not the commander. This one except them. But remain. All right. On this item. Retirement plan options, and we have some concerns about dates. So we don't need to amend the item. And this would basically allow the community college employees to participate, even though this is public hearing first, right? So the date would change, and hopefully your board comes together before that, and that memorializes the actual date and these options. And we're doing this by the book. The concerns was which comes first, right? Exactly. And that concern. But I am informed that we do not need to amend anything. That we will move it forward for public hearing as amended, and then your board can approve it. After we do the public hearing.
This is Pat D'Imperio, by the way, our Vice President.
Welcome, my apologies.
The state says an election made by a community college to participate in a retirement incentive is subject to the approval of its sponsor, so we have to get sponsor approval at one point or another. Mm-hmm. The Board of Trustees will not meet until this Wednesday, and I have confidence that they will pass it on Wednesday, but we have to have, since you will be meeting again for another week or so, if you want it timely, we have to. Take action today.
Okay, and that is the concern, so that everybody understands. they want the option, and as I say, we have to authorize it. That we don't, we have to, but we are required to review it and approve it. So I unless there is any objection, we can.
What is on the date? Is there a question with the dates in here? These dates gonna have to change. So the July, and I mean the old dates. Yeah. This is July 15th to August 31st.
Minimum of 30, maximum of 90 days. We'd like it to end on August 31st, which is the end of our fiscal year and the beginning of our new academic year, September 3rd.
Fine. So that's you have the right to make that choice. You've made that choice. And Part B is runs to December 29th, October 1st to December 29th. That's all.
For Part B.
That's Part B. Okay, I thought there was some confusion as to the dates.
We would actually like the dates to be the same, though, not to run through.
The last time we did this was 2001 or 2, something like that. We had some 27 people take advantage of it, so we have no idea how many will take advantage of it. This time, the last time, we saved about 2.4 million. This time, so far, conservatively estimated at least 600,000.
All right, I guess the motion is in order.
Move.
Move by Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second by Mr. Harkin. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thanks so much.
Even though we just passed it, just a question. Your budget, so when you make your budget up, you'll be voting on, I guess, August 9th. Are you going to have to sort of guess
at that point
what kind of savings you might have?
Well, we'll have to accrue for, remember, the cost of this. So, you know, it's going to be a guess at that point.
So the savings might be the following year.
The following year. It'll definitely be in the following year, but the cost will also be in the following year. So.
But the budget, which went May 14th to the budget office, obviously didn't reflect this, but we weren't at that point.
Well, I imagine the question may come up as to what, how will you reflect that?
We're prepared to answer. Okay. Thank you very much.
Good to see you. Take care.
Mr. Burton, how are you, sir? I thought you were out of the D.A.'s office of the project.
I was.
Rick Hampton. need me for a
Can you answer the question about the surplus property?
It's going to be there, but Marty, you got it. You are not the only one that has a project.
All right, good.
It should have come out.
Then it's gonna, any documents on this?
We're ready for years. They're ready for a year.
All right. We have a response regarding the transfer of property in this instance for us.
Let me get Bill. He's the one who wanted to know.
Right. Is he? Don't go look for him. He's not here. Just give us the actual transaction. Is that the way it's supposed to be?
Sure. I understand what you're talking about here is the disposal of the police horses.
Yes.
Yeah. And I understand the question is, are they required to be declared surplus?
Right.
Similar to what we do with the real property.
Exactly.
No, the section of the administrative code about surplus property is specific to real property. Since this is not real property, there's no requirement that you declare it surplus first. Okay.
Thanks so much. We needed that clarification because everybody was whopping the
always a pleasure.
The item.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, now people, go getting back to order here on item 5. Basically, this item was amended on our floor, but also recommitted to the committee. Now we are just signing it out with the changes in dates and with the removal of that item that would have allowed people to take both options at a time. So item 5 is basically just being signed out again as amended in the floor because it was recommitted
It was recommitted and you're bringing it back on the floor,
Back on the floor, but it was amended on the floor at the same time. But after the hearing, it was recommitted.
Okay.
So the hearing already took place as amended. It just came back to committee because the chairman did so.
Could I just ask a question?
Yeah.
What is the effective date?
The date is on the document as it is. That's the amended item that you have. June 22nd. Okay. So please... Can we ask for that to get going?
What are we doing?
This item was amended on the floor with the dates and with the removal of the paragraph that could have allowed employees to take both options, our separation and the state program. So basically, since it was recommitted to the committee, we have to sign it back out so that it can be voted on the floor tonight. And that's all I'm asking the committee to do, and a motion is in order.
So move.
Second.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
No.
Okay.
No.
You say no. Okay. Item passes 4-1. All right. Moving right along, we have IT. Item 31-02.
Six.
I'm the only one that hasn't signed?
Yes.
Oh, so we just voted on 31-72?
No.
What did we just
vote on? 31-72.
31-72, yeah.
Marty.
And
then you just
signed those 3. But now we picked that, but there's still...
Is IT here? Or somebody...
We didn't vote on 32 yet. We just
I'm sorry, Bob?
I'm not used to these numbers. 3208, I don't even see here.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what's doing here.
And who's going to report on it?
Because that changes the state.
The subcommittee. This is the committee. Bobby, if nobody's here, I'm not going to move forward with the items.
Okay, that's 6.
Yeah. Let me make something clear here, people. Subcommittees are for review of materials, but this is the table where everything is approved, so I don't want anybody to assume that because a subcommittee has reviewed something that they don't have to testify before this committee. This is the big charter enchilada here. You know, so let's be clear about that.
Charter enchilada, Mr.
Yeah.
Chairman?
Okay. Where
that's a legal term.
Yes, that's a legal
term. Apparently. Not being a lawyer, I would not have heard that.
So I need somebody from IT to present on this item. We also have item 7, Putnam Right Away, South County Trail, another amendment. And is there anybody from the administration to present?
Yeah,
where are we?
Please.
On the agenda.
We just jumped to item number 7. We skipped item number 6 because there's nobody to testify on that item.
Yes, we know that this is
for that. Yes, it's a 7.
This is the trailway.
Oh, I'm sorry, so you jumped to 6 to 7.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Pat Nettarelli, Chief Planner with the Planning Department, Rob Lopane, Landscape Architect and Project Manager for the South County Trailway. We are here before you this morning requesting bonding for Phase 6 of the South County Trailway. The South and North County Trailway is this green line on the map that runs from New York City border through Yonkers all the way to Putnam County.
You don't tell me.
The green line that you see is all the completed portion of the trailway. The trailway is built on the former Putnam right-of-way. New York State acquired the Putnam right-of-way from the Greenberg Mount Pleasant border north, and we, the county, acquired the Putnam right-of-way south to New York City. We've been developing the trailway over a number of years, and we're getting close to the end of the trailway now. The two sections in the red dotted line that you see here are the last remaining sections to be constructed. We're here before you today for this two-mile section in the city of Yonkers, the last section in the city of Yonkers to be constructed. This is a close-up of the portion that we're talking about. This is Tuckahoe Road going east-west, and the trailway ends at this point at Tuckahoe Road. We now want to construct going south, through this area and come down to Dunwoody Golf Course and the city's Redmond Park. Right now there is parking in Redmond Park and restrooms there, and there is a pathway that takes you up from the parking lot up to the South County Trailway. And the South County Trailway then goes south through our Tibbetts Brook Park all the way to the Bronx border. Bob can talk to you a little bit about the actual construction. Again, the request is for $2.6 million for the actual construction of this portion of the trailway, which goes basically through some residential areas. It's the only portion of the trailway that really goes through residential areas. And we've been working with the community. We met Mr. Alvarado, Ms. Breckman, and Mr. Burrows. We met with all of you, gave you some background on this. We met with Ken Jenkins, and we met with the community associations last year, explained to them what the process is. And basically, they're now I think there's good support for the completion of this portion of the trailway.
So now, nothing is being built there yet? This process hasn't begun at all?
We have it designed. The design has been complete, and now we want to construct it. Yes, this dotted line, we've constructed up to this point, up to
Park.
Dunwoody Park.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Dunwoody Golf Course.
South
and south all the way to the Bronx border.
All the way to the Bronx border.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we also constructed from Tuckahoe Road all the way up to Barney Street.
Right.
It's a 10-foot-wide asphalt pathway. Many of the improvements are drainage. It's actually a very simple section. I designed the last section in Yonkers, mm-hmm. which involved a lot of bridge work. This is mostly just laying an asphalt path, fixing the drainage problems, and providing I want to say a decorative landscape buffer for the community residents, but it's also functional to buffer the trailway from their houses, especially in the locations of the pathway where the houses are close to the trailway.
From my perspective, being a representative of Yonkers, I tell you, this is the final passage, pretty much.
Yes.
My only concern, if I may, is that we had some questions, Bob, that we have requested that may have not been resolved. Bob, do you have any budgetary concerns here?
No, these were just questions that we had.
All right. As long as I, by the way, colleagues, this is a drink for all of us. This passage, it just frees up leisure that we have envisioned for the longest time. This has been the hardest area to bypass because you could see how densely populated it is, and kudos to planning for really getting out there and talking to the local concerned neighbors and not doing it now with all this planning, you know, in more ways than one, would be ridiculous. We'd be going backwards. We'd be like shutting the door to a beautiful up county real trail that is ambitious. So comments I have, Mr. Harkin.
Just had a quick question. I think it's fabulous. Oh, I'm sorry. Were you first? I think it's a wonderful project. The way it connects communities, gets people outdoors. The one question I have is just knowing how all it takes is like one uncooperative neighbor not to give an easement. I know we've been dealing with that up in Somers with the Trailwood project up there. So you have all the easements, everything's good to go.
The county owns the Putnam right of way. We don't need an easement. Oh, okay.
So you're not cutting across anyone.
There are neighbors who are encroaching upon county property.
All right, but we're free and clear on this.
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
I want to thank you people. I've been here 15 years. I've been working on this, okay, and it's the final completion of something that everybody will use, okay? And we were stuck on that certain area because neighbors were unhappy. A lot of the neighbors were encroaching on this, using county property and not paying any taxes and everything else. So they straightened everything out, and I'm really happy that I've been here, and I'm here now when you just completed it. Thank you.
Thank you.
I have Mr. Burton and then Mr. Riggins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The right-of-way obviously hasn't had a railroad on it for 60 years, more or less. Has it itself deteriorated, or are you finding that you can just lay down 10 feet wide worth of asphalt and you're in business?
Well, it takes a little bit more than that, but
the right-of-way has deteriorated a little bit, which is why it was originally, the railroad had really good drainage way back when, and that's the type of deterioration you see is siltation into the drainage ways, and we need to clean all that out. We need to put in some new pipes here and there, and that's the type of change. But the actual railroad grade is in pretty good shape, so we don't have to do a lot of heavy grading and moving of earth materials. Basically, you're laying over the top of what was the former railroad.
And when the county acquired the property in the 90s, we did go back in and remove most of the railroad ties and track whatever was left there. So it is pretty much a flat railroad bed at this point.
Gee, that's terrific. It's relatively low cost. How many dollars for how many miles?
Well, it's 2.6 for two miles.
Jeez.
So this, relatively speaking, is much less expensive than the previous section that we worked on, which was...
And what you refer to as a decorative landscape, which is really as much screening for the neighbors as anything else.
Yes.
What does that consist of?
A lot of evergreen trees, evergreen shrubs. You don't want to use trees that leaves will fall down in the winter. Pines, hemlocks, not rhododendrons, but native palette. We're constrained by using the native palette, but a native upland landscape of varieties of groupings of trees and shrubs. Some of them flowering, but most all of them evergreen, pines, hemlocks, things like that.
Mr. Regas.
Yeah, just to Mr. Burrow's point, just wanted to clarify for the record, because overall it's a wonderful project. You have certain neighbors out there that have been probably encroaching because it's happening in Rye, but other places as well, and other towns. But all of a sudden they got a bunch of people because they're using the trailway, biking and walking in their backyard. So to the point. Hey, did you say you talked to the neighbors, or you say you've been through most of them?
Rob, with two things. We had public meetings with the community associations and invited all the neighbors.
All right, so you
came to those, and Rob also personally
in my capacity, working with Sal Carrera on the encroachments,
right.
I happened to be Sal's person going out to meet them about their encroachments, but I was also wearing the other hat as the designer of the pathway. And I actually met with the vast majority of residents right along the way. And it took some convincing because some of these people are on guard, defensive, because of an encroachment issue.
Right.
And also they're upset that bicyclists and walkers are walking in their backyard, bypassing a bad section. It was my job to first convince them we're going to work with you on the encroachment. Don't worry, we need to talk to you about that. But as far as these people are walking in your backyards, these are good park patrons who just have no easy way to get through this section. And we really brought them, by working personally with them, we really brought them to an understanding that we're a teammate here. We're going to coordinate.
Great.
With you.
And
they were very highly, they spoke very highly of Ken Jenkins. He did a lot of individual work, I think, himself.
Yeah. Great, and then the screenings. Okay, very good. And finally, now we have other parts. Obviously, the trailway have already been done. This, unlike some other projects, my understanding is the county will maintain. This is a county land. So over the years to come, so as this asphalt deteriorates and potholes, this is something that will just be in your annual budget that the county, what parks department
will come back through the parks department.
Parks department. So this is on an annual basis.
We own it. We should have been maintaining it at the beginning.
Right. So the parks department, the whole trailway up and down, right? From Putnam to the Bronx.
Right. We have an agreement with New York State. They constructed this portion of the trailway, but we maintained it. Parks Department maintains that. Okay. And obviously, we acquired this portion, and we maintain that as well. So we'll maintain
the budget for it to make sure that's
okay. Rest assured, we used very good details on the thicknesses of the pavement, and we tried to make it as main as
possible. How long has the initial portion from the Bronx to Dunwoody been there? It looks still brand new.
Since 2007.
That's what I'm saying. It's been 3 years. It's very well constructed. I had some complaints because of the type of pebbles that we used that kids were throwing them, and I said, what else are we going to do? So this is the best thing to use. But anyway, going to the numbers, Bob, there is an amendment just to clarify.
Yes. We have to amend the committee report where they show 600,000, it should be 200,000. But the Bond Act is correct. And we'll make that amendment, so if you sign it out as amended.
Yeah. Good.
Just one point for the record I'd like to make is that this project cost, the entire trailway is between $8 and $9 million to Bucks County from the beginning, and so I just want to make that for the record.
All right. And we as amended people, with this number being adjusted as to properly present the record, you signed it as amended. Motion is in order.
So moved.
And I'll second your motion as the other legislator from Yonkers, Ms. Freckman. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thanks so much. We local legislators in Yonkers were privy to all the work that this gentleman and the department have done. Kudos and very happy to see this move forward. He paid off, you know? Sometimes you spin your wheels, and never get anywhere.
I know more people in Yonkers than I have ever known in my whole life. I'm not saying I'm from the Bronx, but I know more people in Yonkers than the Bronx.
And to your surprise, most of them are nice, right?
They are, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
We won them all.
Thank you.
All right. We are going back to the final item, item 6 on the agenda. People, if you notice, we did visit everything. We removed item A from the agenda. So item 6, it's County Clerk IT Systems. I get a report that Mr. Clerk himself was this morning here.
If I may, Mr. Chairman,
yes.
as the chair of the Capital Projects Subcommittee meeting, we have met with the county clerk and his staff in connection with this item. Clearly, this item is a continuation of a larger project that was $4.75 million project to computerize the record of land records and upgrade them for the county clerk's office. As indicated in the description of the Bond Act, the upgrades include upgrading the image processing system, the post-publishing modules, the mortgage tax processing upgrades, and the infrastructure dealing with maintenance of land records and being able to have access to those records. As many of you, if you go on the county clerk's website, you can see that there is a very robust system by which county taxpayers are able to get information about their properties. The savings that are generated from these upgrades is about $700,000 per year that the county clerk's office has documented that he can show. So clearly this is a very worthy investment that the county has made, and the Capital Projects Subcommittee signed out this project for that reason this morning.
All right. Any questions or concerns from the members? Mr. Agar?
No.
Motion is in order.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, moved by Mr. Williams, second by Mr. Burton. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? And as the minutes, I did not hear a motion. Is there a motion for the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All in favor? Okay. Any other business to come before this committee? Otherwise, a motion to adjourn is in order.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Thanks so much, everybody.